Me setting boundaries is not me rejecting you. It's protecting me. You cannot expect someone to be something that they don't have the capacity to be for you. And I don't care who this is going to disappoint in your life tomorrow. Talk to you nice. Fill in the blank. My dear, you're worrying about the wrong things. Because I wish above all else that you prosper as your soul prospers.
Let's hop into the show.
All right. What is up, y'all? Welcome back to the Stop Playing With Me podcast. I am your lovely, beautiful, talented, incredible, confident, competent, healthy, and wealthy co-host, Kirsten.S.Lewis. And honey, I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for he. And he who shall be named is none other than the Holy Ghost. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up for the Holy Ghost, because let's be very clear, huh? He is the one that is running this show. Oh, if you guys do not know, once again, welcome back to the Stop Playing With Me podcast. This is a different scene, as you can see. I know y'all wasn't expecting me to be on here, but technically, I want to try something out, because technically I was going to do it only for my subscribers, because we just wrapped up a Mentor Me Monday, the very first session. But I wanted to let you guys in on what you could possibly be gaining once you subscribe words to the platform here on Instagram, because I'm more than likely going to be recording some of the shows here, right here on good old Instagram. So make sure you sign up for Mentor Me Mondays. Make sure you subscribe so you can hop onto these advantages. Maybe every other episode, maybe every episode. I'm still figuring it out. But welcome back to the potty, y'all, where we are advocating for the underdog in ourselves all year long. And one of the things that I think more than likely I will probably tell people is that I started this podcast because I got so tired of people asking me or encouraging me to be confident. Girl, you got to be confident. Girl, you got to be confident. You got to be confident. But nobody was really trying to teach me. Oh, well. Uh-oh. Can y'all see me? Okay, we back. But nobody was really trying to help me understand how to become more confident. I don't think there was ever a rule book on how to be more confident, right? And so I went on this journey around this time last year. I started the Stop Playing With Me podcast, and I just started telling y'all all my business. I just been telling y'all all my business for the last 365 days. And today is going to be no different. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe. You know, send me little waves or something. Send me a little emojis in the chat while we are doing this live recording here on Instagram Live. And let's just get this ball rolling. Y'all, over the last couple of weeks of this season, I've been really walking through what it means to be holy as God is holy. And for the first episode, I think we talked about sticking to the plan. You know, you had one job, you know, just making sure that I am being vulnerable and embracing this season of my life, right? And all the amazing things. You are more than welcome to catch up on the first four episodes on Apple Podcasts, right? But today, my goodness, I had to realize that I'm trying to be authentic, y'all. I'm trying to be genuine because y'all be watching me in real time and I'm trying to watch my words. But I had to realize that if the title hasn't given it away, I'm the problem. And I thought it was going to be something different than what it was when I found out, because I don't know about y'all, but I am a huge proponent of like that meme that said, when a person said, their boyfriend said, "I love you, flaws and all." And the person is looking like, "Who said I have flaws?" Right? And so now I'm sitting over here like, "Lord, you mean to tell me that there were certain habits, certain nuances, certain behaviors that I learned growing up that were not, you know, where it was not the move? What's going on? Like, what's really happening, right? Realizing that some of the mechanisms, some of the coping mechanisms, some of the safety defense tactics that I would use to protect my own heart, turns out it was actually hurting the people around me. It was actually affecting the people around me. And I'll start by saying this one story, right? And it happened fairly recently. If any of you have been following my personal page, you all know that I have my baby, Anore Edits, right? That's my business and very good, but that's my business. And I've been a full-time entrepreneur for, I think, the last 2 years, nearly 2 years. No, it's been 2 years. And a longtime friend and also contract of mine, she flew me out to Atlanta so that I can get some work done for her in real time. And, you know, head right on back. And for me, when I think of a business setting, when I think of being a business-minded individual, and also being an employee for majority of my life, I saw a lot of, I guess, work or just striving in general from a slave mentality. And I felt like the only way that I had proven that I was worthy of certain accolades and appreciation and values, that I had to work my way up to that, right? I had to work my way up to you respecting me as a person. I had to work my way up to you valuing me. And we went out to dinner because it was a long day. We went out to dinner and I remember I said something, because technically she is the team lead. And I remember I said something about maybe one of us not wanting to get into any trouble. We didn't want the fire to be up on her as well as on us. And we didn't want to be, of course, bad representation words. And I remember she said, "Is that really how you see yourself? Do you really not see yourself as an equal to me?" And I thought to myself, and we joked about it for like months. I think for about a year, we joked about it often, about how I'm, in essence, I guess, indebted to her because she gave me this opportunity and I wanted to make good on it, right? And she says, "Do you really see yourself that way?" And I was like, it was all kicks and giggles until I really had to look inside of myself and think, like, was that really a joke? Was you all ha ha and hee hee and until it wasn't funny no more, right? And she got real serious with me. She was like, "Do you really believe that I don't respect you? Do you really believe that your work is not good enough? Or do you believe truly that you are not good enough to, you know, be wherever we are together? Like, do you not believe that we are a team in this? You're not my employee." And I was like, "You ain't got to fuss at me." But it caused me to really think, because in that one moment, I did not know how to describe it. And for me, I think it was very easy for me to get defensive. And I didn't know why, y'all. I was like, I feel like I'm being threatened, but I know this person cares about me. So what's actually happening here? And so I sat with it for a few days, and actually we had a pretty, we had a pretty in-depth conversation a little bit after that, because I think she saw that I was starting to shut down a little bit, because if y'all been following the podcast, y'all know, like, whenever something happens that I am not fully able to grasp, I will draw into myself until I'm able to figure it out. And so she took that as, you know, me being upset with her. And I was just like, no, you challenged me. You challenged me in a way that I don't think I have the language to support right now, right? And so I said, "Listen, I'm telling you, if this line of work does not work out for you or me, you just gonna have to be my life coach." And jokingly, like, you know, we kind of moved on from that moment, but it stuck with me. And usually I am a proponent, my friend, believe underscore force success at facts. I'm a huge proponent of, you know what I'm saying? If something in you don't resonate with something that somebody said, toss that thing back. Honey, if something in me does not resonate with something that you said, surely it wasn't true. Go ahead, toss that thing back, big dog. And so, but it stuck with me. It stuck with me, and I couldn't explain it. I couldn't put words to it, right? And I remember sitting with God once I got back home, and I was like, God, she said this, right? And I don't really know how to take it. But what I grasped from this very helpful book called Emotional Healthy Spirituality, I feel like I'm gonna butcher his name, but it's by, I think, a man named Scazzaro. But it's called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. He also has one that says Emotionally Healthy Relationships. And hilariously enough, in the first chapter, he was talking about how because he had lack of boundaries, but he had been doing church, right? He had been doing church for a long time. He's been raised in the context, like devout Christian, went to all the Bible studies, all the choir rehearsals, all the events, knows the Bible from front to back. If you ask him to know the Hebrew and Greek, he probably gonna know it too. But there are so many like spiritual religious things that he was aware of, but yet and still he lacked boundaries, and he didn't know how to articulate negative emotions, and he didn't know how to regulate when boundaries got crossed or values became compromised, or, you know, when he wanted to say no but felt like he couldn't because he cared so much about what people thought. And in that moment, as I was reading the chapter, I was like, oh God, this is me. I was like, Lord, this is me. Oh no. And one sentence on the page that jumped out at me literally said, it felt safer to be pretending than to be honest and vulnerable. It felt safer to pretend that everything was okay, that there were no cracks in the foundation, that there were no chips in the paint, than to be honest and vulnerable about where we are. For some reason, I was brought up to believe that if we got God, honey, then that's all we need. I was brought up to believe that the blood of Jesus pacified our pain, right? So we shouldn't have to acknowledge it. The book talks about, you know, how the Bible says the heart can be deceitful, right? So if the heart is deceitful, I ain't gotta listen to it, right? And because of that lack of emotional intelligence, that lack of emotional awareness, it really caused a lot of things to come into perspective for me. Because the truth is, I did care a lot about what people thought of me. The truth is, I did care. I didn't really know how to set boundaries. The truth is, I didn't really know how to say no to people because I was afraid of how it would make me look. I was afraid of that image, y'all. Coming from where I came from, and like y'all know, Alabama, Georgia, I was basically, sometimes I feel like people looked at me as if I could do no wrong. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I was like, maybe, like, that was a heavy load to carry. Because that meant I had to be on every time. That means I had to greet you and love on you and your mama every time, even on a bad day, even on a shaky day, even when I needed more encouragement than the encouragement I was giving out to others. Nobody really taught me how to navigate that space, right? And so I suppressed it. Ain't nobody gonna see me fold. Ain't nobody gonna see me weak because I don't believe that I can trust people with that. And so I say that to say, when that friend of mine with the contract, she basically exposed me. She pointed out all the chips in the paint. She pointed out all of the cracks in my foundation that I thought I was doing so well holding it all together. I thought I was doing so good hiding it. I thought I was. Right, friend. Believe underscore foil success said, trying to be strong all the time. I was trying to hide and pretend for so long. And I thought I was doing so good at masquerading that joint. Oh, but then she called me to the carpet. And it's, and like, I hate to get graphic, but like, imagine somebody like, you know, walking up to you and you got on this real nice outfit, dressed to the nines and the tens. And somebody walks up to you, typically somebody that you love, probably, you know, pulls you aside somewhere privately and takes all them clothes off. Who told you to expose me like this? Who told you to strip me down to pure vulnerability and rawness like this? I didn't want you to see me like this. Ooh, oh my. Oh no, no, I'm not going to do it. And I realized I walked throughout life rehearsing those words. I don't want you to see me like this, right? Trying to be strong. And I sat with God. Uh-oh. And I sat with God. And I was just as flabbergasted as could be. And I remember not only addressing that, I was trying to be strong, not only addressing the cracks and the faulty wiring and the health code violations, but I found myself starting to acknowledge it. I found myself slowly but surely accepting it. And you could almost see this wave of shame wash over me. Because I had built my worth on my ability to perform and my ability to do, right? And I remember thinking to myself, now who's gonna love me? I remember thinking to myself, now who's gonna want me like this? And I sat with God and I said some very simple words. I said, God, I'm broken.
Ooh, this was not supposed to happen.
And I don't know how self-aware you gotta be to sit in the middle of your room and realize I have been lying to myself for I don't know how long. But God, I'm broken. And what made me feel so much more defeated in that moment was that I didn't know how to fix that. I was used to being the fixer in everybody else's life. I was used to having a plausible solution. I was used to making 1 + 1 = 2. Oh, man, you should have seen the look on my face, y'all. I said, God, I don't know how to fix that. I don't know how to fix that, God. And I started to feel a little hopeless. I was like, ain't nobody gonna want me like this. Like, as if God was completely oblivious to my brokenness before me. Right? As if he found out for the first time like I did. And I was soaking for a minute. And God bless my friends. I decided to be vulnerable and tell them, you know, what I was experiencing. Ooh, y'all, bear with me. I literally worked so hard on this on Mentor Me Mondays. And it's messing up. But I talked to my friends. I talked to my accountability. I did not sulk in what I thought was the end of me, you know? And I spoke to my friends and I was like, y'all, I discovered this about myself and I didn't know it about myself. And now I'm kind of like in this space of just not knowing what to do. And they encouraged me. They reminded me of so far of how far I had come to achieve like the things that I had. And it picked me up for a minute. And I remember talking to a friend of mine, like I think a day later, and she said something that was so profound to me. And she said it so cheerfully. She said, I'm willing to love you through your insecurities. I'm willing to love you through that. And it didn't register, y'all, that I had been, like my friend said, believe_for success, I had been trying to be strong for everybody else. And I truly believed in my mind that nobody had the capacity to take my brokenness on. And so when she said that, I think parts of a stony heart just started to melt away. And I started to dive a little deeper into that emotional, healthy spirituality. That was my God, the emotionally healthy spirituality book. And when I found comfort in the fact that, okay, it's not just me. It's not just me. But one of the things that stood out to me a little while after that, because I struggled, if I can be transparent with y'all, I struggled seeing myself as a wife, right? For all y'all that know me, y'all know that I have been on this marriage gravy train for a while. And secretly, I had struggled a lot to see myself as a wife and to see myself as a mother. And what struck me the most was I was just working, right? Got me working day and night. I was working and I realized, so let me give a little bit more context. So the work that I do, I help produce shows, like I said in like previous episodes, but there's of course it's virtual. So you can see yourself like a little smaller side, right? So I remember looking at myself in the viewfinder and I was like, you look more like a wife in your brokenness than you ever did in what you thought was perfection. I remember having that realization. I guess it was God. You know what I'm saying? I remember thinking to myself, you look more like a wife now than you ever did back then. you look more like a capable mother than I've ever seen now. I mean, than then. And I was like, wow. And I said, that really could not have been anybody but God. Because society says, you know, you gotta be on your P's and Q's. You gotta dot your I's and cross your T's. But God is like, actually, I can do a lot with some broken things. I can make some wonderful pieces from some broken pieces, right? So after seeing that, I was kind of like, okay. So not only has the environment that I am now in showing me that it's okay for me to be shattered and still be qualified for love and still be worthy of affection and still be worthy of respect and value, but now I present these broken pieces before God and he's showing me things about myself that I questioned for years and affirming them. I was like, oh, no, no, no. And I started to wonder, why was I hiding to begin with? Why was I pretending again? If this was waiting for me all along, why was I trying to hold it all together as if people did not have the capacity to handle it and handle me? I didn't feel judged. I didn't feel mocked. I didn't feel abused. I didn't feel taken advantage of. I didn't feel undervalued. I didn't feel manipulated. I felt loved and accepted. It wasn't perfectly curated content. It was my raw thoughts that could very well make me look bad. And yet and still I received love. Honey, and that thing changed me in ways that I can't even describe right now. And this is a very much so ongoing revelation. So I had to realize I am the problem. But I also understood now more than then that God is also the answer. I feel like someone who's like listening to this, right, is thinking, you know, people have told me all my life that I wasn't going to be nothing. People treated me all my life like I was the problem. But if I can encourage you, friend, no matter what the problem you think there is, I'm telling you, God is the answer. Like, for me, I think I hid behind achievements a lot. If I made, like, I think I'd said this in other podcasts, but I was like, if I made straight A's, if I made all the good grades, if I, you know, messed them up in band practice, if I was on my best behavior, then that made me worthy for love, right? But I just want to encourage anyone who has kind of lived their entire life trying to win the approval of others, specifically rooted in your mother and your father. I'm telling you, friend, you are not the problem. You are not the problem. And whatever you think the problem is, I'm telling you, God is the answer. Aya batsu kurileansi. You turn to a lot of things. You turn to a lot of things. You may have turned to drugs. You may have turned to alcohol. You may have turned to porn. Trying to find the answer. But God is the answer, friend. And do not feel ashamed. Because that's how I felt. I was like, well, shoot. I'm exposed now, Lord. Now what? In all of my nakedness and all of my vulnerability. Now what? And God met me. He met me. He clothed me. He's clothing me. And I'm telling you, he is more than capable of clothing you too. But at some point, you're going to have to let it all fall out. How can he cover it if you won't let it fall? How can he put it back together if you won't let it go? And even more so, for some reason, what came to mind is that there are people who may have never done some drugs, may have never slung some drogas. There are some people who may not have done what some of us Christian kids may call the hard sins, like, you know, the big sins. But there are some of us who are like similar to my story. You crossed all your T's and you dotted all your I's to win the approval of your parents, right? And there are some things that you kind of just let ride. And you didn't want to say anything because, for me, I often heard people say, like, stay in a child's place, right? Stay in a child's place. This is grown-up talk, right? And it kind of taught us to, you know, sit back, relax, and not to speak up for ourselves. And so, like I said, you may not be dealing with, you know, the big sins. But can we talk about the matters of your heart, right? That don't nobody know about. The way that you talk to people, the way that you treat people. Let's talk about that anger issue, right? How you have a short fuse. How we can sometimes be impatient with other people, but we disguise it with bless their heart or Lord help them and God you a healer, God you a fixer. We try to spiritualize stuff. That can also be covered and corrected and answered by God, right? So let's not just focus on, like I said, all the people that know they done messed up, but how about the self-righteous? Hey, girl. Hey, my guy. The ones that always want to, you know, talk about what other people are doing, and you don't spend enough time in your own front yard realizing you got some weeds too, my friend. And I wouldn't dare say which one is worse between, you know, the apparent sin versus the sin in the heart. But we all have a role to play in our healing, right? One is external, one is internal. But God is the answer to it all. Yes. Whew. So I'm the problem. I am the problem. But I am so happy to know that God is the answer. And unless Holy Ghost got something else to say, I think I'm all set, y'all. I think I'm all set. If you enjoyed the podcast being basically recorded on Instagram Live in real time, let me know. Send me a DM. Put a comment down below. And if you are interested in doing Mentor Me Mondays, child, they saw me with my makeup trying to get all this stuff together and really talking through today, which was, who is a podcaster? Do I have what it takes to be a podcaster? And that thing, I'm going to say it went right because it didn't go left. It went right. But it went God's kind of right. And I'm going to push you is what I'm realizing. I'm going to push you to be the best version of yourself and to check your motives and keep yourself from lying to yourself, right? So, I love y'all. put some hearts on here. Like the audio when it comes out tomorrow, simply because you love me back. And last but not least, love on yourself as much as you love everybody else. And I pray that when we all realize that we are the problem, it can make us more holy every single day. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace. Let's try this again. I wanted to make sure that y'all could hear me.